Okay. Well, Becky, I know you scored a little bit higher in the semi-finals, but looking at this competition as a whole, to have got an Olympic place, you'd probably have settled with, let alone come home with a world gold medal as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a bit of an up and down week. Synchro didn't go quite as I planned. And then obviously a massive high with the team event and something I never thought would happen, becoming world champion. And then again, brilliant in the individual yesterday to qualify an Olympic spot for Great Britain. But then a little bit of disappointment today in the final, didn't quite go as I'd hoped.
As you say, overall, very positive. And you must, I know you were obviously considering your future after London 2012. You must be so glad. You said, you know what, I will go on and carry on after all.
Yeah, I'm unbelievably happy that I made the choice to carry on. I was very close to retiring after London, but I've just carried on getting better and better since London and achieved some things that I never thought I would achieve, which is brilliant.
How have you achieved it? Have you changed anything with your training, your routine? Is there anything you've done differently this Olympic cycle compared to the last one?
Not necessarily. I've always trained hard. I have swapped coaches at the beginning of this season. I've swapped back to Edwin. I was with AD previously. I think that's helped me quite a lot, just to have a bit of a change. But yeah, it's just more hard work.
So you get a little bit of a break now, then come back next year, and I guess the main focus will be getting the synchro right come the Olympic qualifiers.
Yeah, absolutely. That qualifying that spot for synchro is going to be really tough. It's a really tight event. It's, you know, those spots could go to anyone. So we've got a lot of work to do, and hopefully we'll be back in February to qualify that spot for Rio.
Congratulations this week. Good
Thank
luck.
You very much.